This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Wednesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's here. Colony, he's doing his thing. It's a Wednesday. It's middle of the week. We're okay. Yeah, we move on. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Good morning. Other than the stupid bird that started chirping across the street at 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, how's that? What kind of bird?
I have no idea. I literally know zero about birds other than the fact they got wings and they came from dinosaurs.
Was it a loud bird? I mean, how was it?
It was loud enough that at like 2 something, I rolled over because it woke me up. And I would sleep through a locomotive through the middle of the bedroom. And then I heard it as I was leaving, as I was backing out of the garage. I could hear the thing. It was that loud.
Wow. You think it was a singular bird or like a...
No, because I heard a couple different chirps. Like, they were different. And I'm not even going to try to imitate them.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of birds, I've noticed on my... I have this motion sensor camera on
right.
The front and the back of the house. Two different ones. One is in the doorbell, and the other one is on the back of the house. The one on the back of the house gets set off their deer sometimes. There's... Mm-hmm. You know, somebody will come and like do something for the, you know, working on the house or whatever. Well, it went off yesterday. I'm like, what is going on back there? Like in a weird time.
Right.
And it was a big turkey. And there was a few little turkeys in front of it. So the little turkeys kind of scurried off in front of it. Then the big turkey like did like a double take, like, oh. And so it stopped and it caught the sliding glass door. It saw.
Oh, the reflection of itself.
And then it made its wings, like its whole thing,
started,
puff
like,
out.
Preening
like,
and
yes,
showing off.
Yes, and it did
yeah.
that. And I'm like, if it goes up against the door and tries to, you know, do what it needs to do with itself and gets all over the glass, it's not going to, I don't know.
I want nothing to do with that.
Right. At what point
Put
does
it. Put your gobbler away.
Yes. At what point does it find out that that's just.
See, that's a good question, because I always talk about how stupid deer are, and deer are stupid.
I think turkeys might be dumb.
Turkeys are dumber.
I think so.
Like, deer are incredibly stupid, but turkeys take the cake.
Yeah, I think.
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised if you would have finished that story with, yeah, and then the turkey came up and just started fighting with its own reflection.
I didn't know what it was going to do, because it stood there and did it like 3 times. It made its whole, all its stuff go out, and it's like beautiful when it does that, you know? But then it was like prancing for a second, and it approached, and then it just kind of walked away. And then there's like a little ledge off the end of the end of our property, and they don't really fly. They just jump off of that and glide.
They're so
it's
stupid.
Neat to watch.
They're so stupid, though.
Yeah, they are. They're brave when it's not November. When
yes.
when it's like
yes.
October and November, you don't see them. Then after November, they get real brave.
Uh-huh.
The 1st of December, they're the bravest things you've ever seen.
Black Friday, or the day after, whatever.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, they're tough. They're tough again, all over the place.
Look at me.
Yeah, so there was that. Then I had a conversation with Bubba of the Bubba Show.
He was real nervous yesterday.
Oh, now he's mad at WPIL umpiring. He apparently had a playoff game.
He had a playoff game yesterday, and he told me how nervous he was before
same
the game.
Same thing yesterday. They were playing, his son plays for South Fayette.
Uh-huh.
They were playing Franklin Regional. And he did play it the right way. Like he was he said, Franklin Regional pounds the ball. I mean, they pound the ball. But he feels as if South Fayette got screwed by the umpires.
Well.
Because there was a play, there was a guy in first and second, and there was one out, and there was a one-run game.
Okay.
He's explaining this. First and second, and I don't want to sully the good people of Franklin Regional,
no.
Because when I played, they were in our section, and they were always very good.
Okay.
Then we moved sections, but they were, when I was a freshman and sophomore, they were in our sections, and they had a kid, Kurt Taylor, that was like super, really, really good. I think he was a senior when I was a freshman. Anyway, they were good. But Bubba did say, he said they hit the hell out of the ball, and they were, like, really good. But first and second, one out, Bubba was, if he has the story
right,
which is a long shot. So first and second, one out, it's late innings, and his team is hitting.
Okay.
And they're down a run.
Okay.
Guy hits like a ball to right field that's diving down. It's a line drive that's
a dying quail.
No, it's a line drive.
Oh, line drive. Okay. But a sinking liner.
A sinking liner to the right fielder.
Okay.
Who runs in and kind of makes a half, like kind of dive, fall sort of grab. And the umpire kind of jogs out, but then does nothing.
No call.
No. And Bubba's.
So everybody freezes.
So stop at that moment. In that moment, make a definitive call, even if you're wrong.
Right, right, right.
Say out, say safe, either one. Just make a call. Make a call. He said he didn't know what to do. And the runner on first goes and he's at second almost.
Uh-huh.
The runner at second kind of like didn't know what to do. He went halfway.
Couple steps off the bag.
Because it's the right thing to do. You go halfers, so you can try to score on that single. But if you can get back real quick if the kid dives and you can tag from second to third, especially with one out. Not especially, but you want to do that. So nobody does anything. The kid comes up, and then the kid from first kind of goes back because he thinks, oh, I think it's caught probably.
Right.
The umpire then, way late, safe. It just does a safe signal.
Right.
The kid comes up from right field, throws the ball to second, force out. As he's throwing the second, the kid on second doesn't know what to do. He should have just stood on the bag.
Yeah.
Because he's not, he doesn't need to go anywhere.
Worst comes to worst, just stay put.
Right, especially because they make the trail force out first.
Right.
So he steps on second. As soon as they start throwing it, the kid from second takes off. So there's a force out at second.
Oh, and then
they throw it to the third baseman, and the third baseman just tags the kid right in the chest.
And that's it. End of the inning.
End of the inning, end of the threat. And Bubba said he went ballistic.
Oh, man.
And there was like a WPIL like site manager. And they were like, sir, you're going to need to calm down. He's like, ah! Bubba Show.
Well, take some solace in the fact, Bubba, that had they had replay, they still would have screwed it up.
And so now people are texting saying that Montour got screwed by the umpires against South Fayette. So it all equals out.
Right.
Now, it's funny to hear like how wrapped up in high school baseball Bubba is because it's like his kid's life and his life. But I got to be honest with you. If that would have happened to me as like a high school baseball player, like we would have
lost your mind.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
we all would.
But if you're the umpire, just go out and make the wrong call,
Just make a call.
Because there's no replay.
I mean, preferably get it right.
But just make
one. Just make a call.
Make one. But it's not to sully the good people of Franklin Regional who, as Bubba said, they hit the hell out of the ball. Like, we couldn't.
Right.
Like, every kid 1-9 was hitting missiles.
They can't control the umpire.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yikes.
Did I ever tell you, we played in a playoff game one time, and it was my junior year. And so we're playing a playoff game, and we give up a big lead in the last inning. Big lead. And so last inning, I get on base. Then I don't know what happened. Like, I got on base with two outs. They hit a ground ball to the shortstop.
Okay.
He just flips it to the second baseman. Game over. We lose by a run. We had like a 7-run lead in this game. It just freaked it away. I mean, it was ridiculous. So it's just a flip to the second baseman. I had my helmet, and I just slammed it into the ground.
Right.
The helmet popped straight up, and the ear flap went 700 miles an hour straight to the left. I mean, it just broke. The helmet broke. So I get a thing. Like, when I'm they send like the report cards home.
You got a bill for it.
I didn't even get my report card. I just got a thing that was like, your records aren't good. And I was a junior, so it was okay. I wasn't going to be like, didn't affect college or anything at the time. But it was like,
you owe us $55 for a helmet.
Yeah. Like, you're not going to get you're not going to advance to be a senior, and you're not going to, your record of your junior class isn't official until you pay, come to the athletic department.
That's crazy.
And give us $62 for your batting helmet.
They don't even, does your school district, your kid's school district still send out paper report cards? Do they send them home?
Yes, because they're in second grade and you have to sign them and send them back.
They don't even send them home anymore
in
our district. Don't even send. You got to go online and you got to check and you got to. It's weird.
Wow.
I'm not a fan, but whatever.
They send us an email to tell us the report cards are coming home, which it would have been easier just to send us
send the grades in an email?
An e-card.
Right.
Send me an e-card.
No, they send us an email that say report cards have been delayed because they're always delayed for some reason. And then please know that you can check report cards on this day at this time, and then you got to go in and you got to look at all the grades.
I'm still mad about that playoff baseball game, too, because they had a kid. We lost to Highlands.
Okay.
They had a Japanese exchange student that had a big that had a big hit in that game.
From the Nippon Ham Fighters?
Yeah. I think he played for the – Yokohama or whatever.
Yomiuri, yeah, the Giants?
Or the pinstripe team.
Garrett Jones, buddy?
It's my contention he shouldn't have been able to play if he just came over for one semester. Like, if the Whippeel was as tight as it was now, he couldn't have. They don't let kids go from Homestead to Beaver County.
To Munhall.
They let this kid come from Kyoto to freaking play baseball.
It's in the same district, sir.
And how about this?
West Homestead last month.
And I'll never forgive Thad Donaldson. Grew up in Aspenwall. If you see him today, don't ever forgive him. His name's Thad Donaldson. Okay, he was our left fielder.
What did Thaddeus do?
Bases loaded. We're up two.
Okay.
Two outs. Top of the seventh. We're up two after the inning went real sideways.
About to close it out.
Yes.
Survive and advance.
Yes. Right? We're okay.
Uh-huh.
Ball hit on one hop. At him, Pullman Park,
okay,
in left field. He's going to come up and maybe cut the run down at the plate or at least just a tie game.
Right.
Give us a chance.
Yes.
He came up like the world was on fire, sprinting at the ball. It bounced and went over his shoulder.
Oh.
Inside the park, four bases, all of a sudden we're down two.
Brutal.
Just keep it in front of you. Just let even let the game be tied.
Oh, that's rough. That's rough.
You see what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Thad Donaldson screwed up our whole. But here's the thing.
Poor Thad probably wakes up every morning and remembers
that moment.
No,
he doesn't. No, Dot even thinks about it. It was 7-1 going into that inning or something like that.
Jeez.
Uh-huh. And it went real sideways. But
against Highlands?
Yep.
Yeah. That's who TJ lost to.
They did in baseball.
Yeah, it was a big upset. It's a big deal for Highlands.
It'll never
first get
over
the playoffs.
Pullman Park. Yes, we were like it was like world championship too.
Oh, it's heartbreaking at the time.
Then I broke my helmet. How about this? We had our banquet scheduled that night.
Oh, geez.
It was like a funeral, like you know, you go to eat after somebody dies, and you go to like you have like lunch meat and stuff.
Yeah,
and they were like. We were sitting there. Nobody wanted to be there.
No.
Not one person. Ugh. So I know how Bubba feels. But Bubba was, man, he was jammed up this morning about it.
I haven't talked to him yet, so I'll just try to avoid him now.
Ask him. Be like,
no.
Hey, Bubba, I saw the little brief in the paper. I don't even know if there is one.
No, I'm not even going to do that. I'm just be like, Bub, how'd the game go yesterday?
No. Just say, hey, I saw online there was like controversy in your game. And play real dumb.
Hold on, there's scores in here.
Oh, yeah.
Franklin Regional 6, South Fayette 5.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, Bub, you lost by one. What happened, man?
Bubba's jammed up about it. Everybody call a Bubba show. What's their number? What's Bubba's number?
Something 100.7.
Yeah. Yeah, call him and ask him how the game went. Ask him how the umpiring was in his game.
Tell him we sent you.
Yeah, tell him Ron sent you. Anyway, we got a good show today. Ray Fittipaldo at 8, Adam Berry at 9. Fan Morning Show.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.